And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 19th of April, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Etheridge Knight, born in Corinth, Mississippi, 1931, grew up in Paducah, Kentucky, dropped out of school when he was 16, joined the Army, was sent off to the Korean War, worked as a medic, suffered a shrapnel wound, and became addicted to morphine. He was discharged from the military. His drug addiction got worse. He lived hand-to-mouth in Indianapolis, where he met a man who went by the name of Hound Mouth, who liked to sit in the park and tell stories in meter and rhyme, making up stories, stories about the flood of 1937, a dance hall burning down in Tupelo, Mississippi, the sinking of the Titanic. Etheridge Knight brought the man wine, listened to his rhyming stories, which he called toasts, and he learned to do the same thing, composing and reciting long poems, though not writing anything down. Etheridge Knight in Indianapolis stole an old woman's purse, and he was arrested, sentenced to serve between 10 and 25 years in the Indiana State Prison. And he became the prison storyteller. Every day, after dinner, other inmates would ask for stories, and he'd recite whatever came to mind. He said, "Guys in the joint were my first audience. If you can play guitar or paint or say poems, you have an audience, and you get affirmed. I got a lot of support." The poet Gwendolyn Brooks saw some of his work, came to visit him in prison, helped him work through his poems, and his first book of poems, Poems from Prison, came out in 1968. It was on this day in 1927 the actress Mae West was sentenced to 10 days in prison for her starring role in the play Sex on Broadway, which she also wrote and directed, her first Broadway show. It got terrible reviews, the play, but it attracted huge audiences. Mae West said, "I wrote the story myself. It's about a girl who lost her reputation and never minded." It had been running for 41 weeks when the police showed up, arrested the cast and crew, though only Mae West was sent to jail. She was charged with producing an immoral show and maintaining a public nuisance. A few years later, she wrote and starred in the play Diamond Lil. She went to Hollywood, got a little part in a movie called Night After Night, and she was allowed to rewrite her scenes. In her first scene, a hat-check girl says to her, "Goodness, what beautiful diamonds," and West says, "Goodness had nothing to do with it, dearie." It was a big hit, and a few years later, 1933, she had her biggest hit, I'm No Angel, with Cary Grant. And by 1935, she was said to be the second highest-paid person in the United States, after William Randolph Hearst. Here's a poem for today by Vachel Lindsay, The Flower-Fed Buffaloes. The flower-fed buffaloes of the spring in the days of long ago ranged where the locomotives sing and the prairie flowers lie low. The tossing, blooming, perfumed grass is swept away by the wheat. Wheels and wheels and wheels spin by in the spring that still is sweet. But the flower-fed buffaloes of the spring left us long ago. They gore no more, they bellow no more, they trundle around the hills no more, with the black feet lying low, with the Pawnees lying low, lying low. Vachel Lindsay's poem, The Flower-Fed Buffaloes, from Going to the Stars, published by Appleton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favorite poem Florida. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.